from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Very heartened to see long lines of cars coming through here at Acrisure Stadium, Pittsburgh Public Schools Backpack Drive. Also, people dropping off cases of bottled water, things such as that, and tons of people driving through, which is awesome to see. Paul Zeiss and I just had a nice little meal, didn't we? Little rigatoni, little steak cubes. Those things were unbelievable, Paul.
What's the name of that place?
Yeah, we need to find out the name of that place. Wherever it was, yes. It was miraculous. Cornelius, can you check on that?
Find out the name of that place.
All right.
That brought the food down. The food was good.
Bob Pompiani back in the studio. And what a nice man he is.
No Paul. Food for me.
That's okay,
Bob.
Hey,
the vending machine might work today. Who knows?
No, I don't
try
go there.
It out.
You've discouraged me, Paul. You've discouraged me from going there.
I got a couple quick NFL questions before we get to Bob's showdown top of the hour. Who is going to be the best rookie quarterback if the choices are Bo Nix, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and Caleb Williams? I got a feeling this might be a good quarterback class. I like Drake May better than most. Caleb Williams made two plays last night. I don't care if it's in my backyard. I don't care if it's preseason. They were ridiculous what he did. Who's going to have the best year out of those guys, Bob?
Well, that's a good question. It could be a very could be opposite of the class that we saw a couple of years ago with Pickett and everyone else in that one, Malik Willis. So I'm going to say it's going to be Bo Nix, but I think that Drake May is probably a guy who is going to do better than people think because he doesn't have a full cabinet of stuff at his disposal, but he will make some things happen. But I'll say it's going to be Bo Nix.
And it looks like Bo Nix will be the starter, and he's been running around doing some special things.
He's had good numbers.
Yeah, and some of the highlights will just – and again, I compare it to Pickett, even though he had a great preseason last year. It's like not even the same people. So, Paul, Bo Nix, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, or Caleb Williams, who has the best rookie year?
I think it's going to be very competitive for this. I think they're all going to be reasonably good.
Yeah.
I don't think Drake May has a lot of to work with up there. I'm going to probably go Captain Obvious here, and I think Caleb Williams. I think there's a reason he was the number one pick. He's got a lot of talent. I'm not a huge fan. I think he's a little bit of a goofball, and I don't know that he's 100%, you know, dialed in and loves football as much as he needs to, but. I think his talent is what it is, and I also think he's going to have, the opportunity to make a lot of play. So I'll go with him.
I think it might be Jaden Daniels. I think it might be him. And he has a very good receiver in Terry McLaurin. He also has Jahan Dotson. He's got an interesting new coach in Dan Quinn. And Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator there. I'm intrigued by this Jaden Daniels thing. I think all four of those guys have a chance to be good, although I agree with Paul that New England, I think the weaponry there is really, really going to hurt Drake May. I'm going with Jaden Daniels, Bob. I think that's pretty interesting with Cliff Kingsbury running the offense there.
So nobody took Caleb Williams, and he was the number one overall, so we'll see. I mean, only, you know, what are we going to know until we see it actually play out? But I think they're all potentially can be very good quarterbacks in this league.
So do I. And what I really think will happen is it's going to be Caleb Williams and Daniels sort of head-to-head here, almost like it was with, remember RG3 and Andrew Luck had that great rookie of the year race?
Yeah, I mean, Jaden Daniels intrigues me a lot. I guess I need to see more from him.
Yeah. Nobody's played a game, so.
I mean, he's somebody. How about the kid from Washington? Michael Penix, whatever his name is.
He's out in Atlanta.
Yeah.
If Kirk Cousins is compromised.
I find it weird that they have said that he doesn't need to play the rest of the preseason.
Is that what they said?
That's what the coach said the other day.
Maybe they want – I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Here's my question. A, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you have him play unless you're trying to make sure he's healthy? But if you're trying to make – I don't understand exactly what's going on with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, here's the other question I have for you fine gentlemen. And that is, which of the NFL's new coaches – is going to have the best season? Here we go. Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers. Mike McDonald with the Seahawks. Dave Canales with the Panthers. Raheem Morris with the Falcons. Antonio Pierce with the Raiders. Brian Callahan with the Titans. As I read this, it's ridiculous how often teams change coaches. Gerard Mayo with the Patriots. And Dan Quinn with the Commanders. So Quinn, Mayo, Callahan, Pierce, Raheem Morris, Canales, Harbaugh, or McDonald. Bob, please. Which head coach flourishes?
I'm going to go with Raheem Morris because I think down in Atlanta, they have a guy in Kirk Cousins who can light up a scoreboard. And their defense, by making some of the moves with Matthew Judon, with Simmons recently to go along with what they have, is going to be good enough to prevent as many points against versus what Cousins and his offense will put up on the board. So I'm going to say Raheem Morris.
Paul?
Well, I think – what are we doing here? What are you doing? This guy. I was going to say, before I was so rudely interrupted, I was going to say are we saying best year in terms of improving the team from last year or best year?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think just the best year.
Because, I mean, I think Canales, didn't they have one win last year, Carolina?
Yeah.
I think they'll probably win five or six games, which would be an improvement of four, five, six games. You know what I mean? Four or five wins. But I think, honestly, if we're judging on best, I think of all those guys, the guy that has the best chance to make the playoffs is Harbaugh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, say whatever you want to say, but he's got an incredible quarterback, and that's a big place to start. The way they're going to play offense is a lot like the Steelers in terms of they're going to try and play big and physical and protect their quarterback. And I think that their defense, he's you know, that's sort of how his teams have played.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, what Jim Harbaugh does is not really pretty. It's not really all that sexy. It's really not all that exciting, but it's just really good, fundamentally sound football. And that's what they do. They don't beat themselves. They don't make mistakes. And the bottom line is, I think there's a ceiling to how good you can be if you play that way, but I also think there's a floor, especially when you have one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So I'll say Harbaugh just because I think that team probably has the best chance of all those teams to make the playoffs.
I'm going to say Dan Quinn, the guy I just said. I think Cliff Kingsbury was a great hire. I think that Daniels is going to be a good quarterback, and I think they're going to be way better. I do. I like Dan Quinn. Who's going to be the worst of them, Bob? I hate to disagree with Paul. I think Harbaugh has a chance to be successful in a year or two, but this first year I think is going to be miserable for him. They have no receivers, and Herbert was in a walking boot. So I'm not sure. I think he might be the biggest flop year one. How about you?
The biggest flop. So that's going to be tough. I'm going to go against what Paul said. I think Canales is – I don't like what they have down there at all, and I think they're just going to struggle again to get even a couple of wins. So I'm gonna pick him.
Paul, who's the biggest flop of these guys this year?
If we're just saying who's going to have the worst record or whose team
– Mayo.
I'm not Mayo.
That's going to be that's going to be rough.
There's nothing – when you look at that team – there's nothing to like about that team.
Yeah.
They don't have great running
backs. Drake May is the only thing to like about it.
And he's a rookie quarterback,
right,
who's there's a lot of questions about. They don't have a ton of great playmakers. On defense, they just got rid of their best defensive player, probably. I mean, I don't know. What are you excited about if you're a Patriots fan right
now? Not much, but I am excited about Bob's showdown, which is up next. And then we're going to hit a couple of big Pirate stories. Really big, actually. We probably shouldn't have waited this long to hit on them, but we will, Bob. It's called building the tension. That's an old radio strategy.
But I may have some of your topics in my showdown just because it's hard to avoid.
I have to ask you to avoid pirate topics.
No, then you just destroyed my entire planning here.
Isn't the showdown supposed to be other than Pittsburgh sports mostly?
No, it's not.
Then let's just do a regular thing, Bob.
We'll do a showdown. Let's do a showdown.
No, that'll be fine. If you have to add to it, you can, because I know you go deep. But I mean, we haven't talked about the Pirates all day. I got it. You ruined my entire day.
You're supposed to do stuff like Olympics and baseball.
Oh, Olympics. So you're going to talk about that. All right, we'll talk about soccer then, flag football. We'll do all the things, and golf, which you love.
You bring up golf all the time.
And I do, because I want a variety of things.
For 5 years.
What are we talking about?
It's supposed to be stuff other than Pittsburgh sports, because that ruins my topic.
Who gives a crap?
Well, how in the world can we stay away from Pittsburgh sports in a Pittsburgh-based show?
This is something for
you
off the air.
You stray all the time. You want to bring up golf.
Yeah, because I do for a variety's sake.
You two can figure it out off of the air, and then next week we'll do it whatever way that you figure out you want to do it. But how about we just do what Bob had planned so we can get on with our lives?
Because that's the problem. He didn't have anything planned.
Yes, I
have. The Pittsburgh.
Okay.
All right. Look at this nonsense.
Did I do the 50-minute mark yet?
Who knows? Who cares?
The 50. The 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Come join us down here at Acrisure Stadium. It's the Pittsburgh Public Schools Backpack Drive. A lot of people flowing through here. Gold Lot 1A. You want to make a donation, bring some cases of water, backpack, things like that can really help us. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 70 today with sunny skies. All right, Bob, go ahead and lead off your showdown. Take my Pirates topics. I'm okay with it. Go ahead.
No, you're the boss. It's called the Joe Show, which means I'm going to avoid all things Pittsburgh sports. We're now going national in every possible way.
I thought that was the way we were supposed to do it.
No.
Do you see where Tyreek Hill wants to race Noah Lyles? I suppose that's better than racing Noah Hiles, isn't it? Bob? Paul?
What the hell? I don't even know what we're talking about. What are we talking about now?
Who would you pick if Tyreek Hill raced Noah Lyles?
In what? Football?
No. The fastest guy in the world, isn't he, Bob? Noah Lyles?
Yes. And Tyreek thinks he's faster.
Right.
That's a whole different kind of running.
Topic?
Nah, I'm not going to.
They're going to run a 50-yard dash.
What about if Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette somehow got involved in this?
Noah Lyles, or whatever his name is, will blow Tyreek Hill out of the water.
What about a 100-yard dash?
It will not even be – it would be even bigger blowout.
What? Do you agree with that, Bob?
No.
Bob doesn't agree. Go back at him.
Okay, let's just start here. Tyreek Hill has never in his life run as fast as Noah Howell's, like, fast as 20, whatever the hell his name is. Noah Howell's is fastest, like, 25 times. Tyreek Hill has never run as fast as
right.
any of them.
You're right. And like I said, it's a different kind of running.
But would Lyles be as fast over 100 as he is over? Well, what do they race at the Olympics? So why do they measure
100,
in meters, Bob?
100.
100 yards?
100 meters.
What's that in yards?
I don't know. It's like 120 yards or something, isn't it?
Oh, okay, then I take that back. Yeah, he'd kill him. Bob's showdown up next.
The longer the race would be, the worse it would be for Tyreek Hill. His best chance would be to race him in a 10 and trip him.
Well, I'm going to look something up here over the break to try to disprove Paul. Goodbye, Bob. How's everything back at the studio?
Everything's wonderful. I'm ready to go with what I have, and if we have to overlap, it's a different audience later in the show.
You're right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Play
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.